Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. A dashing century from Virendra Sehwag and a composed unbeaten half century from Cheteshwar Pujara handed India the initiative on day one of the opening test against England in Ahmedabad. They closed on 323 for 4, with Pujara unbeaten on 98 after Graham Swan took all 4 wickets to fall, England fighting back after India dominated the start of the day. Sehwag hit 117 in as many balls. Gautam Gambhir made 45, although Sachin Tendulkar and Virat Kohli fell cheaply for 13 and 19 respectively to give England some hope. Yuvraj Singh made his return to Test cricket following a long illness-induced absence and was unbeaten on 24 at stumps, while Swan returned 4 for 85 by bowling 3 of his victims and having Tendulkar caught in the deep. Bangladesh had much the better of the West Indies on the third day of the first test in Mirpur, closing within sight of their highest ever test total of 488 and the West Indies' first innings total of 527 for 4 declared. Naeem Islam and Shakib Al Hasan were the men who did the bulk of the run scoring, breaking the national record for the fourth wicket partnership during their stand of 167. Islam registered a maiden test century, hitting 108. Shakib scored 89 to help Bangladesh close on 455 for 6. Mushfiqur Rahim made 43, and then unbeaten efforts of 33 and 42 from Nasir Hossain and Mamadullah at the end of the day ensured that the West Indies were unable to bowl the hosts out.